All right, welcome back to the Beach Court Podcast. I'm joined with Matthew Wood, a.k.a. Little Dark Fury. He's been on this podcast a whopping 5 times now. This week, Maddox and Parker are taking the week off. Parker, get well soon, and Maddox is traveling. But yeah, LDF, thanks for coming on the episode. It's been a long time coming. It's been a little bit since I had you on, but how are things up in Canada?
It's going good right now. Just enjoying the content grind stuff. Been really enjoying the NAIC meta. It's been a lot better than I thought. Plus, tomorrow I have a giant 100-plus player League Cup to go to, so pretty dang excited for that. Haven't figured out what I'm going to play yet. I'm like narrowing down 3 decks, but I'm excited to try to get into the cup grind again. I was able to win my 4 cups pretty quickly last season, so I'm hoping to like repeat history and get my cups done fairly quickly and out of the way so I don't have to go to any during the year.
Yeah, cups and challenges, man. They're just they're brutal.
Oh yeah.
I love that you got the goal of winning the 100-person cup tomorrow. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think it'll be pretty awesome.
So this podcast comes out 2 days after your cup. Mm-hmm. So we want to know right now if a gun was to your head and someone said pick your deck right now, what is it?
So it's tough because like I want to play Goldengo, but like there's so much Radiant Bolt still that I don't want to play Goldengo. I'm looking into like playing Goldengo Pidgeot with Sarah Ledge with Briar, which I think kind of solves the Radiant Bolt matchup, and in the mirror is good too. But I also want to play Zoark because I'm a big Zoark fan, but I also want to play Dragapult Charizard because I think that deck's also still like the best deck for this tournament. My Dragapult Zard list is going to play a Max Belt, so I think that just flat out like fixes the deck's issues with like the other matchups.
Yeah, interesting. Well, we'll see what you come with if you bring your favorite cheese man.
Yeah.
But let's get into the topics this week. For this week, for the agenda, we've got NAIC reactions. You already gave us a little bit about, you know, kind of you're liking the meta. We'll talk about the 2026 season changes because we didn't talk about it last week on this podcast. Mm-hmm. And then the biggest news that we have you on for is, you know, you're a Pokemon ambassador now, right? So we're going to talk about how that came to fruition. You know, what your role is, what you want to accomplish in that role. And we'll talk all about it. And we'll, of course, go through some of the feedback that our community gave us. Thank you, everyone, for dropping some comments and likes. And then at the end, we're going to wrap it up with a tier list, a really interesting tier list that we thought about. You know, Scarlet and Violet's coming to an end with Black and White being the last set. And we want to rank all the SIRs, right? What are the best SIRs that we got in all of Scarlet and Violet? So that'll be a pretty interesting conversation that we'll go through, but let's jump right into it. What stood out to you from NAIC? You said you were liking the meta. What do you like about it right now?
It feels fairly diverse. Obviously we know the best 3 decks, Gardevoir, Dragapult, Grimmsnarl, but I just like the diversity of the meta. There's honestly, Dust and Rivals gave us a lot of really cool things, and I like how the format's been shifting a little bit towards like Gardevoir. Like Gardevoir won NAIC, it dominated the tournament. So now like we're seeing a lot more dark types do well, like Zoark's coming back into the meta. We're seeing Grimmsnarl, we're seeing Charizard even winning. Like we saw Gabe Fernandez win with his Charizard Pidgeot deck, which
crazy.
Is a deck everyone thought was dead. So like I think the meta is in a very cool spot right now. It does feel like 1-hit KOs are kind of coming back into the fray a little bit, especially because being a dark type is so important right now. But I'm still like really just liking the shifts in the meta right now. Budu is not as relevant as it was before. Like even Grimmsnarl and Dragapult have been kind of chilling on the Budu recently. Yeah. So I feel like the meta is
and Gardevoir
getting
too. I mean, Gardevoir's not even playing Bidoos.
Yeah, exactly. Like the meta is just like it feels a lot healthier than it did the Journey Together format. It just feels like there's more creativity, there's more variety, and there's less like it's less toxic. But I mean, I don't know what the world format will bring. It doesn't look like Jellicent's gonna make things
good.
Any better.
It doesn't look good.
Yeah, I think Jellicent's just gonna like force everyone to like have to reconsider their deck building decisions once again. So that's going to be fun. So now Gardevoir gets even better. But I think this meta is pretty good. It's a pretty good format.
Yeah, I don't know how much you've tested it, but the Jellicent's nasty.
The Jellicent's like, disgusting, yeah.
Like Jellicent just says, oh, take your worst matchup in Grimmsnarl and make it favored.
It like, even makes it, and it makes Goldengo favored too. Gardevoir, another matchup. Yeah, it's like, it's ridiculous. So I don't know. I'm going to be at Worlds. I'm not going to be playing in the main tournament, unfortunately. I didn't get my invite, but I'm going to be there. If there's usually they have a cup there, right? Or a challenge. I'll probably try to play in that.
There's a cup. There's also a pocket tournament you can play in.
Ooh, I might look into that too.
Yeah.
Oh, I do. Yeah. Yeah. I do want to get some Worlds gameplay in at least while I'm there visiting Anaheim, which I'm excited for. So I've been looking into deck building for the Worlds format, but we'll We'll see.
I already have 5 decks built, so
Ooh, I'm not even going.
But I just love the grind, man.
Yeah, so, I agree. Yeah. It is
the
nice.
Cups start tomorrow, but I'm ready for the Cups later. Goldengo gets crazy.
Yeah, Genesect.
The problem is Jellicent, bro.
This is how Goldengo beats Gardevoir. Just plays Zoroark in your deck. Just plays Zoroark, Reshiram, ends PP up. You go Air Balloon, Goldengo. They go Jellicent. You just go Retreat and Zoroark, blow it up. And then you also get more draw.
Why are you playing PP up when you can't even play it?
What do you mean? You just play. You play extra dark. You can trade away the dark.
Your item,
or you
like,
can make it rain. No, I know, but usually against Gardevoir, you'll have an extra turn where you can put a dark energy on Zoroark, and then you can attach again.
Maybe.
In testing, it's actually been good. The Zoroark.
Maybe it's Crispin.
Rushing.
Maybe Crispin's the answer instead of PB up.
Maybe. But I don't know. I do like that idea, though. I think Zoroark Goldengo is going to be legit.
Yeah, I can see that.
Everyone's playing with, like, Scizor and stuff, but I don't know. I'm a big fan of the Zoroark. Fixes Guardy.
Like you were just talking about for your cup, I really like the Cerule Edge idea in Goldengo. In that format, like I like the Cerule Edge Briar idea a lot in that format.
Yeah, I played it. I mean, as you know, I played it to Atlanta, and I probably could have made day 2 if I had some like rough goings in the mirror and stuff, but like that could have been an easy day 2. And honestly, that's what I should have played to NEIC was the exact same deck. I regret playing Pango to NEIC. That deck was like trash. Like it was miserable.
Maddox played Pango too, and I was like, all right.
Yeah, I know. Pango just
ain't it, man.
It was okay, but like I hit way too many bad matchups. I feel like the meta was more hostile for Goldengo.
Yeah,
but...
Chi Yu's everywhere too.
Yeah, exactly. Flareon, Raging Bolt never was a good matchup, but yeah, I do like the Sarah Ledge idea. There's just a lot of creativity right now in the format. Like I was saying earlier, like even Sarah Ledge itself, like straight Sarah Ledge deck's been getting a bit of hype recently, I've seen. So that's another deck that's like, you know, popping up on the meta now. It just feels like the format's evolving in a good way. It sucks there's no actual main tournaments in this format, apart from the cups and challenges that are starting again tomorrow. But, you know, it's good.
Yeah. What are you most excited for next format related to black and white cards?
I'm looking forward to, like, Air Balloon coming back. And that's a really good card back in the format. Like, my issue is there's so many cool, like, deck building things you can do right now with, like, Zoroark and Rev of Room. They all suck, though, because you have to play, like, they get, like, stalled out by Budu and stuff. But
yeah.
Air Balloon fixes that quite a bit. So,
yeah.
I'm glad Air Balloon's coming out.
Chen Pao, Air Balloon. Yo, Chen Pao, River
Chen
Room.
Chen Pao could come back. Yeah, Chen Pao with Air Balloon could be
Chen
good.
Chen Pao, River Room.
Possible.
Then you just get Jellicent and we just lose. Yeah.
Oh, cool. True. I mean, you can play Iron Bundle, though, I guess. If they don't get double Jellicent now, you just bundle them.
Yeah. That's so annoying. The Jellicent's going to be stupid.
It is pretty toxic. I agree. That's like the only thing I'm not looking forward to with black and white. Like, I really like how Mirrodin's coming back into the format now with Electric and Zekrom. I like how Fire's getting a buff with Reshiram and Prism Energy.
Yeah.
Like, Goldengo getting stronger is always a good thing, in my opinion. It just, like, Jellicent might be the worst card to come out of the set for the game. Like, that, like, yeah. Imagine the format if Jellicent wasn't a thing.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, like, even, I think the Meloetta is going to be a little bit broken.
Yeah, I've seen Meloetta with, like, in Dragapult. So, you can, like, TM Evo out Dracloak immediately. Or
yeah,
you can use it.
Charmeleons, bro, like.
Mm-hmm. You can use it to donk. You can play Vitality Bank Clefairy, and you can donk Dreep Beast with it. Which is pretty funny.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting all the things that'll come out of black and white. So we'll see where that goes. But let's move on to the next topic, which is talking about our 2026 rule changes. Most of you that are listening have already gone through this ad nauseum, so I'm not gonna like spend too much time kind of like explaining what they are, but here's the cliff notes. League cups start tomorrow. We get one more Swiss round. If the tournament is at least 60 players or 65 players. So now we're going back to one more Swiss round in day 2, not in day 1. So, and because of that, they're reducing from top 32 ASIM to top 16. So
ASIM,
it's what we wanted, right? We got what we wanted there, I think, as a community. That was a big one.
Yep.
The next one, the controversial one currently, the TCG end of rule round change. So now instead of it being +3 turns after time is called, it's going to be +1 turn for each of you. So if your time is called and your turn, that's your last turn. And then your opponent gets one more turn and you both have 10 minutes to, you know, conclude that game in that 10 minutes. And if it's not, the game's a draw, right? There is no more like, let's argue over a gentleman's agreement for 20 minutes, like. Nah, 10 minutes is a draw, right? So hopefully they enforce that if they stick with it.
I agree.
They increased the championship point table, so they allotted more points for 9th through 64th place, which is nice, because there's a lot of people like last year that bubbled top 8 and like got top 64 and just really got screwed on the points, man. Like, to have a win in the top 8. So
to still get top 64 is kind of crazy, especially with how big these tournaments are getting. It's probably very important that they fix that. 100%. That was definitely.
We'll talk about what the feedback on community is in a little bit, but I hope they change the money. There needs to be something with the money too.
I could see it.
They could just do golf rules, man. It ain't hard. It's just a little simple math calculation. All right, next one. Ace trainer rewards are back. So 200 championship points next year, you'll be an ace trainer. And later, they'll kind of discuss whatever you'll get for being an ace trainer this year. It was a promo card. And then last but certainly not least, they announced some portion of the calendar year for, you know, the championship series. Starts off in North America in Pittsburgh, and that's in September. Then Milwaukee, then Las Vegas, a new location this year.
I cannot wait for that. Oh, my God.
Las Vegas, going back to LAIC in Sao Paulo. And then the next North American one that's announced currently, I think, is just New Orleans.
Yeah, they haven't revealed any Canadian ones yet.
Yeah, so they haven't revealed any Canadian ones. San Antonio.
Yeah.
There's some, usually there's some leaks, though, on the map. The map is
They might have given away all the locations on the map. Like, we still have one in the California area, obviously, that they haven't revealed yet.
Yeah,
there's usually one in, like, the South area, like, San Antonio area. So I'm sure they'll reveal them, but... yeah, they might have leaked it on the map. So there's a good chance we're getting either Orlando or what was it?
We had Atlanta last year.
We did have Atlanta. There's a leak on the
people
map.
People were saying Daytona, but we're not getting Daytona.
That's what I was thinking. It was Daytona,
Daytona
or Orlando.
Daytona doesn't have a big enough spot for us.
They had a regionals here before, though.
And that was before it was big, man. I promise you, like, I live an hour from Daytona. There ain't no space there, man.
Nah, fair enough. Okay. Orlando would be sick. I loved Orlando.
And as far as like all the community feedback, like Orlando's just better because people can fly right into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it does have a better Pride community than like other places do. So like we want that, right? We want to be there for that.
Yeah. Atlanta was cool. Yeah. I like it. I'm somebody who's a big fan of Atlanta, like their culture. Like it was nice to go there, but I still would probably prefer Orlando just because like there's more to do afterwards.
You're at
like,
Disney, bro. You're at
Disney Universal.
Bro, and you got the new theme park now too. You got the Universal theme park, the new one.
Oh, true. Yeah.
So, anyways, those are all kind of the highlights of changes. LDF, what stood out to you? What are you like happy about? What are you like upset about? You know, what are you gonna use your Pokemon ambassador role to go back? And you're like, yeah, this wasn't very good. You know, like, what are your thoughts? You know, what were your first reactions?
I mean, the changes, they seem pretty good. The ASIM thing, I think, is fine. Obviously, it was a big deal when you know, lost your winning into top 8 and then you get, like, bumped down to, like, top 64 and missed out on making cash. Like, that was pretty ridiculous. So, there definitely were some really good changes they made overall. I think they kept it the same with, like, the top 512, obviously, still makes... or not, top 125, sorry, is, like, the invite structure still, right?
Yes, top 135. So, 135. So, they went up by 135. 10 spots.
Okay.
And they haven't confirmed if that includes or doesn't include auto invites, or if auto invites are even a thing.
Yeah,
so that has not been confirmed yet.
Okay. So I guess we should wait and see on that. But I'm fine with the 135 thing. I would still personally prefer if it was like 600, 700 CP was the bar like it used to be. But the top 135 is fine. I know, thankfully, this was a big win for Pokemon. They did
big
the thing
win.
Where they got everyone in the tiebreaker into their invite. So that was really, really good. That was really good that they did that. So that was definitely a step in the right direction. And, you know, if that situation ever does come up again, hopefully they continue to do that and they don't just be like, well, you have less play points than this person who's tied. Okay, too bad you don't get your invite. So I'm glad that everyone on the tiebreaker got in. I think that was
way more
fair.
I don't know how much you
were
following me following it, but I was, like, locked into that race at home during NIC. Yeah. I saw it happening, too. I was like, oh, bro, they're about to tie. Like, there's so many people around this number.
It was crazy. And, well, to be fair... as a Pokemon ambassador, me and a few others who were in the program did leave our feedback about it and said that it was, you know, kind of silly that was a thing. So, you know, hopefully we did our job and got it fixed. That was
hopefully
a couple
good.
Of us did reach out, obviously, to Pokemon good. In our little ambassador chat. And we're like, hey, this tiebreaker thing doesn't seem like a good idea. So hopefully that actually did its thing. But...
hopefully LDF and Emmy and everyone else, you know, you guys crushed it. So thanks for having our back.
Hopefully that was the first big win that the ambassador program was hopefully able to push forward on that.
Yeah.
But I was very happy to see that. And if they just continue the consistency with that going into 2025, 2026 season, you know, be pretty happy. And then I was gonna briefly mention the locations too, because I'm really excited about Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh returning's okay. Pittsburgh was a fine. It's a decent drive. Like it's like a 5-6 hour drive for us Canadians. So that's fine. Las Vegas though is the one I'm really excited for. Vegas. I cannot wait for that. I've always wanted to go to Vegas, but like I've never been able to really make a trip out of it with my buddies. But now I have a reason to go. But the only problem is it's looking like it might drop on the same release date as our November set, unless it's So I might have to skip it, which I really hope that doesn't happen.
Dude, you can't skip Vegas for content.
I know.
You can't, bro.
Yeah, that's the problem. I wanted to go to LA in 2024 for their tournament, and I missed out on that because it was the same weekend as Twilight Masquerade dropping. So
listen, you've got the power. Just put it in the chat right now. Just say, hey, man, like, no releases on the weekends of a major.
it might be too late for that. I think we're cooked. I'm pretty sure Pokemon playing this way in advance, unfortunately.
No, dude.
But the only silver lining is maybe LEIC will be when the set drops. But it's looking like, I think Vegas is 2 weeks before LEIC.
It's two weeks before.
Yeah,
it's a good shot that it's not weekend because of the 2 week rule. Yeah,
exactly. So I think we're cooked, chat. We're cooked. I got to improvise. Well, okay. Actually, there was one thing that I maybe a little... This is a little skeptical. So going back to like the release dates of the events, it looks like from what it looked like, the tournaments are going to be on the Friday, like how they were with ICs. Because I don't know if you saw
it did say that. I just had the website open. I
don't know if they changed it or not.
I think people said it was a misprint. So let me just validate that real quick. But
yeah.
I don't think they're going to do the Fridays, man. I mean, that would be a big, big change.
Well, that's the thing. Like, it's okay to do with the ICs because it's like your penetrable, big tournament of the year, blah, blah, blah.
You
can't do a regional. A lot of people, like, they literally purposely fly in Friday night because of work and stuff. That would screw over a lot of people.
That would screw over a lot. And judges, too, you know? Like, not even judges.
Yeah, and that's not just to talk about like flights getting delayed all the time and stuff. Like, if that is the case with these tournaments now, if they're starting on a Friday, like normal regionals, like that's a bad idea.
I mean, it does say 19th through 21st on Pittsburgh.
Ooh.
And then 10th through 12th. But again, that's the whole event, right? Friday is part of the event. That doesn't mean the play starts that day, right?
That is. Like, I'm curious if it said that before. Like in last season, it said the same thing. Because it is true. Check-in is Friday. Do they count check-in? I don't know. Does it count? I guess there's still events that day, right? Like there's still the side events.
In 2025, it does have 3 days, right? So like for Vancouver, it says March 7th through the 9th. So I think maybe it had one more day before where it said Thursday through Sunday and people were like, what? Mm-hmm. It looks like it's the 3 days now, which would be our normal 3 days.
Okay, yeah, that did confuse me a little bit. I saw a little bit of talk on Twitter when they dropped the dates and stuff because some people were talking about, wait, are the tournaments starting on Friday now?
That would be very bad. Yeah,
I agree. Yeah, it looks like they're keeping it with Saturday. There's my solution to Las Vegas.
Okay, our real solution? All right, so we're gonna bring the phone. We're gonna record
No. I got this all planned out. They drop the set on the Thursday on live usually. Make all the videos on Thursday. Leave Friday. Come home Sunday night.
Okay.
Problem solved?
Are you fine?
I still go to Vegas, and I just can't stream.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Here, just let me know. I'll come make some videos with you, bro.
There you go.
You need me to grind some games and record them for you? Like, I got you.
We could do some casino Las Vegas content.
Bro.
I'll teach you how to play blackjack.
I know how to play blackjack. I'll teach you how to play craps. You know how to play craps?
Oh, nope. Haven't played
craps
before. I'm just blackjack. I'm just a blackjack guy.
See, craps is a lot of fun because you get to touch the dice and have fun.
Yeah,
it's
I've seen you sit there watching
the dealer hit 21 every time, and you're like,
"Not if you play Spanish 21."
Okay,
that's the best form of blackjack to play. Okay, that's what I play.
Spanish 21. You heard it here first, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I'll be up. You're not even gonna prep for that regional, man. You're just gonna be so excited to go.
I just want to gamble, bro. Honestly, no, I'll be excited. But
okay, listen,
hear me out.
Here we are. We want to gamble, right? It's Vegas, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we're playing something with Togekiss, right?
Oh, true. Well, actually, that's the perfect opportunity to play Goldengo. Make it rain. You're in a giant like casino area. It's a perfect opportunity to play
Goldengo. Togekiss, come back Vegas. Goldengo Togekiss, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe
I've tried to make Goldengo Togekiss work in the rotation format. I'm trying to make it work. So maybe if someone can figure out a list by then. Just saying,
we could play Pokemon Catchers. We could play Togekiss. What are the other toxic like gamble cards? We could play Electric
Venture
Generator.
Bomb. Play Team Rocket's Venture Bomb with Monkey Dory.
Oh, Venture Bomb.
That is another coin flip card right there.
Yeah. All the coin flip cards, bro. It's going to Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so yeah, we'll see what happens with that. What are your opinions on the 10-minute time rule? The plus one turns, and what's your opinion?
I'm okay with that, like, I guess.
Like, the business side makes so much sense.
It does, yes, it does. I mean, I think...
I don't know if the 50-minute thing makes sense, and that's the big piece that we're not sure about.
Like, realistically, could they just increase the time to 60 minutes then?
I mean, if you think about it, right? Previously, we did 50 minutes plus three.
Yeah.
And the rounds were turning over, what, 25 to 30 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's, let's just call it 30, worst case scenario. That's 90 minutes. Yeah. So if you do 60 plus one, that's 70 minutes. That's minus 20 on average.
Yeah.
You know, so I would hope that it's 60 plus one. Because, bro, I mean, we're barely finishing games in 50 plus three.
I agree. Well, especially if with cards like Jellicent coming out, they're going to slow the game down. Dragapult's already another deck that tends to get ties quite often. Like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, if the format's going to, like, stay, like, with these slower archetypes, like Grimmsnarl even is another one that technically, like, Grimmsnarl Mirrors, bro, that's tying every time.
Oh, yeah,
like,
you're tying every time.
Like, yeah, there's definitely something they got. Maybe they could fix about that for sure.
Yeah, we've heard so many top players, too, that, like, the top tables just abuse the time rules so much because of this.
Yeah.
This is just going to make it worse.
I agree.
It's just going to emphasize it. Anyways, we'll see. We'll see what they change. Let's hear from some of the feedback a little bit when we get there. I'm sure you'll hear that throughout the feedback.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, once that actually happens with, like, the first regional, like, Pittsburgh or something, then it'll be a good time to, like...
Well, that's like last year, right? Remember Pittsburgh last year?
Yep, I do. Or not, Louisville.
Baltimore had to make day two. Yeah.
I think, was it Louisville that had it? Like, I remember Louisville was, like, really bad. Because I remember Alex Szymanski tweeted he went, like, X2. Because he lost two immediately, he had no chance of making top eight.
No.
Was it Louisville? I can't remember. There was a regional where somebody literally had no chance of making day two.
Oh, no, that was that. Making top eight when they made day two.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was Louisville. And then after that, I think they fixed it.
And they fixed it, yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah, I think it was after that, yeah.
I mean, obviously, let's get right into it. You are now officially announced as a Pokemon ambassador, which most of the community, except for the people that were probably involved with it, had no clue was even going on. Mm-hmm. So good job keeping that under the sheets. But yeah, talk us through, like, how did this happen? Like, were you approached? Did you see, were you sitting there grinding on the content grind and, like, Pokemon email popped up? You're like, oh my God, Pokemon. Like, oh my God, you know? So how did this happen? What's your role? Give us some deets. We got nothing. Give us some deets.
Yeah, so it was basically, I mean, kind of like what you described. I was just chilling and Pokemon reached out to me and asked if I wanted to be a part of this. Which I was like, yeah, I'm down. Like, there's a few other Pokemon TCG content creators in the group that we're in. I know you saw Poke Emmy's in there. She's in there.
Yeah.
I think Ola Blitzel, he's in there too. Mahone's in there.
Oh, sick.
Mahone's in there too, I think.
Yeah.
Not sure if Azul's in there. I think Azul might be in there too.
I didn't see an announcement from Azul, that's for sure.
I'm not sure. He might be in there too. Like, I would assume it was Azul. Like, I don't want to, like, give anything away, but, like, the person that did reach out to me is somebody who, like, I've worked with before in the past with TPCI, and they also worked with Azul, so I would assume they also reach out to Azul. But I'm not sure on that one. I think he's in there though. I guess he hasn't said anything. But yeah, we're in, like, a little community here. There's a lot of other bigger names and, like, the other Pokemon categories, like Pocket. There's a few Pocket creators in there.
Yeah.
There's some there might be some VGC ones in there too. I'm not too sure on that one.
I think I saw a couple, yeah.
There might be VGC. There's Pokemon Unite. That's another big one that's in here. Like, right. Unite, VGC.
Go.
I don't know. Yeah, Go might be in there too. There's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a lot, but there's not, like, it's just, like, it's like a tight-knit group, right? But
that's,
I think,
good.
Go might be in there. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, basically the point is they wanna have this for the different games and stuff. Because obviously, like, one of the main complaints people have had for, like, the past, like, almost maybe decade with Pokemon have been, like, the community feedback, they weren't as, like, vocal about it, if that makes sense. There's been so many different things that have happened with Pokemon where, like, they never really publicly said anything, or they didn't make the changes before, like, until it was, like, too late or something. So having something like this is just a great way to just get things fixed, like, on the spot, or get things fixed immediately. So I think this is ultimately, like, a good thing for the community. Because basically, like, any direct feedback I see on Twitter or, like, even in, like, on YouTube and stuff, like, in the comment section and stuff, like, any of that feedback I can take, I can relay it to Pokemon in the group I'm in and just be like, hey, you know, a good chunk of the community is very vocal about this. Like, maybe this needs to be changed. Mostly with what I do, like, I am mostly with, like, Pokemon TCG Live, obviously, but also with the general, like, Pokemon TCG with, like, just the tabletop side of things, too. So I've already, like, as you probably have seen and said, I've already said some things to Pokemon, some feedback stuff with the whole, like, tiebreaker for the World
play
points stuff.
Yeah.
And there's been a few things I've mentioned about, I think, Live 2. And yeah, there's been a few things I've been already tagged in on Twitter that I've already seen, and I've already relayed most of that to, like, Pokemon. And, like, hey, you know, this person made this, like, poll and tagged me in it, and, like, a good majority of the poll were in agreement with this over this. And I'm like, yeah, maybe, you know, you should fix this, and, you know, stuff like that. So I've already kind of hopefully given enough, like, decent feedback already. So I'm trying. But yeah, definitely, like, as if you're watching this podcast and you want me to, like, ever give input to Pokemon, don't be afraid, and don't forget to tag me on Twitter so I can see this stuff, so I can then relay it to Pokemon.
At Little Dark Fury, in case you didn't know.
Exactly. Like, literally anything. Like, any ideas you have to make, you know, Pokemon TCG Live better. I've already been tagged in a few things. Like, any features you might want to see, or any, like, bugs or glitches that maybe pop up. The bugs and glitches, I guess, like, it's something that Pokemon's already been, like a thing. Like, okay, I know, like, some bugs and glitches have taken a while to be fixed, but for the most part, I think they're a lot more quicker with it now. Well, Pokemon also have their Pokemon TCG Live Twitter now. They have an actual Twitter for their,
they are actually,
for their,
like,
for the game itself.
It. It's nice.
Exactly. Which is really good.
Hopefully we actually, like, get some statements this year, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Remember when they made a statement that they were going to start giving us statements and then never gave us statements?
Mm-hmm. Hopefully they do. I agree. I would like to see that. 100%.
Yeah, I would like to see that too. Hopefully we just don't have any DQs, but, you know, people are bad, man. People just do whatever they want.
Yeah.
So, yeah, talk to me a little bit more about, as much as you can. Do you feel like you have direct power, not power. Power is not the right word. Direct insight, and that people, like, are listening, and that, you know, when you get to them, it's not a, oh, we'll put you in the queue, and it's like a 10-month thing, you know, like
a support ticket type thing.
Yeah, exactly. You've come up with, like, a nice feature. Do you feel like they're gonna listen and be like, oh my god, like, yeah, we need that feature. Let's prioritize it. Like, do you get any insight into cool features coming and get to test them before they go live on live, or, you know, like, do you have any of that kind of stuff going on?
Not right now, no, unfortunately. There hasn't, not that I've seen anyways, hasn't been anything that has been like, you know, we're trying out this new thing on Pokemon TCG Live, and we're going to be adding it, you know, we want you to beta test it, see if it works, see if it runs properly, give feedback on it. Nothing like that yet. I want to say yet, because, you know, it's possible.
It's early.
Yeah. It is early. So, like, I mean, if that would happen, I think that'd be pretty dope. Like, they could do that with new set releases. We can, you know, as somebody who literally plays almost every card from a new set for content, like, I could literally go through each card and try them out and just see what works and what doesn't work on live and stuff. I thought that would be cool if they actually did that.
And they just gave you, like, a 1-week period, like, hey, go test these here.
Yeah. I'd be down to do that. Yeah. They haven't, so yeah, not obviously not yet. But, you know, if they were to do that, I think that'd be pretty cool. I mean, for the most part, like, yeah, anything that I, like, put in the chat, I'm pretty sure Pokemon, they do see it. There's people in there that, you know, work for them, obviously, and they obviously will send it to them. And from what I've already seen so far with, like, all the other, like, the pocket stuff, like, there's been a lot of pocket feedback there, too. And there's probably been more pocket feedback than Pokemon TCG feedback I've already seen.
Wow.
Just because pocket is so big right now. And,
pocket's,
you know,
massive.
Yeah, the pocket's hype is crazy. And I've already seen a lot of the feedback some of the pocket creators and ambassadors have been putting in the chat. So from what I've seen, you know, Pokemon are, you know, very much, like, they see it and they get on it, like, immediately, or they've looked into it and stuff like that. It's not like you drop a support ticket or something where you complain on Twitter, you know, and hope that in 10 months Pokemon finally sees it. Like, this is actually, like, this does feel like it is, you're directly talking to the horse almost. Is that a phrase? I don't even know. But you get my point. Like, it feels like you're directly talking to them.
You got the people. You got the right people in the room. You know, the people that care, right? That's the piece
exactly.
That matters is the people that care, right?
Yeah.
That you care and that you have a little bit of power to make some actions happen.
Yeah. And from what I've seen, it's already been working pretty well, right? Like, a couple others left some feedback about the whole tiebreaker thing that got fixed, and all the other feedback we've already dropped in there. So, what those just see, you know?
So let's run through some of the community feedback. We asked our community for some feedback this week, and we got some responses on Twitter and on YouTube. I'm going to kind of paraphrase some of these and not name certain people. But I think overwhelmingly, like, the number one thing that we saw, like, 4 to 5 times across was a ranked ladder is, like, really important, right? So, you know, people care about the ladder, right? Like, they like good testing. People like getting to Arceus. We see things like All Out Blitzel doing a Dalk deck every single time there's a reset because it's down to 30, you know, so... I'm sure Blitzel's given this feedback, so we don't have to harp on that too much. But a reg ladder seems like super, super important. Some more stuff kind of close to your vest because you're TCG Live. GLC perma game mode. Everyone wants GLC, right? We had it with, you know, TCG Online, and, you know, we can kind of play with those cards. We want it for sure. Like, not just... What we have now on the trainer trials is nice, but we want, you know, just at least just give us trainer trials permanently. And then at some point add black and white cards, you know, all the way back to black and white.
Yeah, I'll say this. Like, the thing with the GLC is, like, if they add GLC, then there's 4 game modes you could be playing. There's expanded, trainer trial, and standard. That might separate the player base up a little bit, Mitch. That's maybe why they aren't doing that. I think the idea was with trainer trials was for it to, like, have the opportunity to play these off brand game modes, like, you know, singleton GLC stuff like that. So I'm not sure they would actually implement DLC as a format. I think it'd be cool if they did, obviously, but that's something that I can ask about. But I don't know if they would do that. That one's a little iffy on the ranked ladder. I'm 100% sure. I think that's already been, like, talked about in our little thing where it's like, yeah, people want a ranked ladder. People have been asking for one for, like, 2+ years
now. With a live leaderboard is the big piece, right?
Like, yeah, with a leaderboard.
There's a leaderboard. Yeah. I think that, you know, when it comes to GLC for me, it doesn't have to be where I can go on and play a random person that's playing GLC. But, like, if me and you wanted to queue up GLC right now and, like, go play that format, like, we should have the ability to build that deck and, like, hey, Matt, let's play a game of GLC on live, right? Like, you're my buddy. You're in Canada, right? If I want to play a game of GLC with you, like, I want to play a game of GLC with you, and I shouldn't have to go to a Limitless tabletop or an external website, right, to play their online Pokemon cards. So
exactly,
even that, like, at the very minimum would be great. You know, this next one's a homage back to TCGO as well. In client tournaments, like 8-player tournaments, like the pods.
I would like to see that. That's something that I've talked about before in the past. I'd like to see the online tourney things come back. That does feel like a feature that live has been missing. It could also be a good way to get more, like, credit and stuff on your account and more cards you need, especially with how they've changed, like, the fact you can't bling out your decks anymore, like, immediately. You literally have to open packs to get the full arts and stuff now. You can't just craft them right away anymore. So it'd be another way to just make that process a whole lot quicker. I'd like to see that, 100%.
Yeah, I think most people want, like, a tournament mode of some type, you know.
Mm-hmm. I do miss that.
I know my number one feedback for live, personally, and this is going to sound so weird. I mean, have you like put blackjack, right? Have you ever watched poker tournaments on Twitch, or people play poker on Twitch?
I don't know much about poker.
So what makes all that so interesting, like, from a visual content purpose, is that there's always action.
Yep.
When you play a game of TCG Live, half of your game time is spent, like, just doing nothing. Your opponent is, like, going so slow. Yep. So maybe there should be a mode that's inside of standard that's, like, quick standard. Like, that way you've got a timer that's, like, a 10-second timer or whatever. You know, that way, because not everyone can play at that speed, right? Like, we get it.
Yeah, I agree.
But maybe
games
it's
on
a
live
feature.
Can take a while.
Yeah, they just take forever. Like, imagine yourself, you're trying to record content for your channel, right? If you had a quick mode that, like, okay, enable quick mode. Now all of your actions are 10 to 15-second actions, right? Like, because, God, it takes forever, man. I can't do it sometimes. I literally can't. So that's most of it for, like, the live feedback. And then most of the other feedback we've gotten is on the TCG side for, like, the in real life tournament is, you know, relive the time. We talked about the 60-minute timer. We want it to be 60 minutes or something along those lines plus one.
Yep.
Like, I think the community understands the business side, right? You can't have a tournament just not have turnover time, right? We get it. So
I agree. Yeah.
You know, But 50 plus one just ain't it. That's definitely not it. And then prize checking. Because of
that
the time.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah,
the prize checking,
yeah.
like And there is like a, I'm curious your take, because there is a skill to prize checking.
I agree.
100%. Well, there's a skill.
It's interesting because like today I was watching back some of the NAIC games because I was like bored. I was just like laying down watching NAIC. Yeah. And I was watching some of the players, like when they do their prize checking, they like players will do it quickly. They'll like go through their deck and they'll like do the thing where they pop up the card or they'll like move the cards like really quickly to the front. People like, obviously, I think that's something you probably need to practice a bit more. If you want to get better at prize checking, you just got to practice doing the thing where you look through your deck and you quickly move cards to the front, or you do the thing where you pop up a card and stuff like that. Honestly, when I'm playing in a regional, I tend to prize check either my one ofs or, knowing what matchup I'm in, I try to prize check the most important cards for that matchup, because I try to not take as much time as I can looking through my deck whenever I get the chance to prize check. So personally for me, like I don't do the prize check thing where I like basically organize my entire deck where like I move every card over and I can like have, like the basically at that point your deck isn't even like randomized anymore. You have to like then reshuffle for like another, like you have to do like a lot of shuffling to like then randomize it again. For me, I just go through the deck and I'll just like I'll move cards to the front if I want to, but I'll just like check the most important cards in the deck for either a matchup. So like if I'm playing against Gardevoir, make sure I still have Jamming Tower in the deck, or I make sure I have like Switch in the deck or whatever. Or if I'm playing against, you know, or any matchup really, like, or anything where I have a bunch of one ofs in a deck. Like if I have a bunch of one ofs, I will always put all my one ofs to the front and look to see what my one ofs are, or I'll look to see like the Pokemon count and stuff. But I try not to take too long prize checking. I do agree there is, especially with the new, like the time change, prize checking can eat up a lot of time. It can take,
I mean, it's
quite
2 minutes
some time.
per game minimum.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, that's 6 minutes of your clock total.
It eats up a lot of time.
You know, I mean, there's been some suggestions. There's been, you know, hey, 15 seconds to look at your prize cards, write them down, put them back, shuffle them up.
See,
right?
I wouldn't hate that. That's why they got to bring back Hisuian Heavy Ball, bro. That was the easiest way to prize check. You just play the Heavy Ball immediately. Oh, look at that. I got to see my prizes.
The other one we've seen is like where you draw like, you draw 14 cards or whatever the number is and put six there, keep seven.
Yeah, seven. Yeah, that could be okay. The idea of just looking at your prizes, it seems like fine. Well,
like
there's
okay to eliminate the skill of prize checking?
Right, exactly. That's
but, like,
the thing.
Prize
like,
checking isn't like, it's not by letter of Pokemon rules allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like it's only gentleman's agreement that we allow it to happen.
Yeah.
Right? Because like you've got 15 seconds per action and they're in there like a minute later, you know, and they're like, you'll watch these stream games. Like that's the another thing that, you know, irks me with these time rules and this prize checking. I don't know the number, but I guarantee you if they go back and like checked the last two seasons, it's a 50% tie rate if you exclude Top Cut on stream. Like stream adds more time and people are being more cautious because of like they don't want to make a mistake on stream. Like the time rules are just rough, man. They're just
The prize checking thing's interesting for sure. I definitely could see some of the different ideas there, like being able to just immediately look at your prizes. Like sometimes when I'm playing with my friends in like a tournament, like not like an actual regional, but I've done that before where it's like, hey, you want to just look at our prizes? Screw it. Like, or even when I'm like practicing by myself or playing with my buddies, like we just either flip our prizes over.
I just flip them when I'm testing right now.
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, that is a thing to note. Like sometimes prize checking can take a while. Like some players literally, you've seen this on stream before, they will organize their entire randomized deck to not be random anymore, and they just stack like energies at the top, Pokemon at the front, trainers, supporters in the middle. Like they will do like a quick organ, like a thing that'll take like a minute, but then they have to then shuffle it, but they have to give it a good shuffle, which eats up even more time, because then they have to make it completely random again. So there's just there's a lot of like time wasting things with the prize checking. But like you said, it's not an official rule, so I don't know how they could implement that. But I mean, the idea of being able to like look at your prizes, or I don't know, like part of what makes Pokemon good is the idea of randomized prizes. So, like, the idea of being able to take 14 cards and put six in your prizes, I don't know if I agree with that. I think it defeats the purpose of what prize cards should be. Because then you could just put all your bad cards in the prizes, and it's like, your entire deck is good. Well, so can your opponent. But, like, the idea is, like, prizes do add a bit of skill to the game in the fact that there is randomization with that. Sometimes you prize a good card. Like, if you're playing a deck like Goldengo, you prize your most important card, your ESP, right? It's like, oh, how do I approach the matchup? Well, now you have to play a bit differently. Like, now if your game plan was to just go ESP, knock out the active, now you have to improvise. You have to maybe try to go after the little guys because you only have so little energy to work with. You only have two or three energy in your hand right now. Okay, let me go boss counter, catcher up your Hoot Hoot, knock it out for two you know, energy, put energy in the discard, you know, stuff like that. Like, there's more skill involved when you prize something. So I still like the idea of randomization in your prizes. So I, if anything, being able to just like look at them would probably be a little bit more fair. But
yeah, so just having that conversation with Pokemon, I think, like opening it like, hey, what are your thoughts on like solutions for this? Like, we don't
exactly
have to, you know, there might be a better solution out there, right? It's just like, hey, let's talk about it.
The other thing, too, is when you're doing your prize checking, it also eats up time if you have a notepad because you have to write down your prizes.
Right.
So that'll eat up even more time. It's, you know, obviously, I'm sure people, you know, you scribble it really quickly. Like, you do, like...
I try to, like, shuffle, offer, cut, and while they're cutting, I do it. It's mm-hmm. hard, too, though.
I know, yeah.
A couple other small ones, you know, throughout here. Ace Trainer Rewards. Want to see, like, a more robust Ace Trainer program, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't hate it.
You look at these players that had 699 championship points that, you know, missed out on their world's invite. And here's a thank you promo card that someone that went to four cups got. Right. So
I could see that. There could
I think there could be like tiers.
There could be like a completionist Ace Trainer reward. You got the basic level 200, you get your little promo. But then you can have to like, oh, if you manage to win four League Cups this season, you get this promo. Or, you know, you finished like with 600
the promo
CP,
cards are so cheap,
you know,
for
this
them to
one.
Do too, man.
Exactly. Yeah, no. there's some cool rewards.
We definitely
want to
see a better Ace. Like, the Ace Trainer, everyone was really excited about last year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But everyone's like, oh, a promo card? Like, cool, bro.
Have they even given those out yet for this season?
Not yet, no.
Okay, because I was going to say, I obviously didn't get mine yet. So
no,
okay. I'm curious on that one. Okay.
Talking about day two.
Mm-hmm.
Day two is for competitors that perform really, really well and, you know, they're just doing really good. There's two issues I have.
Mm-hmm.
One, you can win a top eight match. Sorry, have a top eight match to win, to make the top eight of the tournament, which means you are the best of a 5,000-player tournament, a 4,000-player tournament, whatever tournament. They're so massive these days.
Mm-hmm.
You win that match. You lose that match. One of you goes on and one of you goes home with no money, no cash, no moolah. You know, so finding a way to protect those that are in those scenarios.
Yeah, because like we said earlier, yeah, losing your win in a top eight and then getting bumped out of cash is
so
crazy.
Bad. It feels horrible. Because like, it's like, what am I playing for? You know, like, I mean, I guess you're playing to win, but everyone also wants to win some cash, right? You're that good deep in tournament. But I know, like, some of my thoughts I previously had, like the golf tournament rules, which means if you're in 33rd and you're tied with 32nd, all the people that are now at that rank, right?
Yeah, they have that. Like, let's say, like, the bubble is 33 match points, but you get 32.
Yeah.
Or no, you get 33, but you bubble 34th place. Well, you still are in that 33-point bracket that top 32 players
got. All the 33 players split the money for, like, whatever top X it would have been. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, so they can do golf rules. Anyways, that's number one. Number two for me, day two needs to mean something.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
Right?
I mean, the
you look at NAIC, the massive tournament, there was over 200 players in day two that did not get anything different than what someone finished at 6-3 got. And that's a number one problem to me.
That
is
a pretty big
problem. Experience to play, whatever. Just give me a day two promo. Right? At round one, when I sit down, just give me the same promo that you have for that day that says day two on it.
Mm-hmm. I don't
like,
hate that
there's
idea.
So many like easy things they could do.
Yeah,
you know, a CP bonus would be great, but doesn't have to be. Just so many things that like easy things they could do to make day two mean something. Because right now, at X2, like you want to play it out because you want to try to win the tournament, and you can't do that at X2-1. So, but now maybe you can with the extra Swiss round now, which is good.
Yeah, the extra Swiss round does help a lot.
That does help a lot. So. I think we'd also maybe like to see like 6-3s potentially make day two because that's still a good record, right? In these large behind tournaments, you're almost 70% win rate. That's you shouldn't have to tie one game to make day two. So
yeah, I went 6-3 in Atlanta, and when you go on Limitless Labs, I'm like the second person outside of day two behind like I think Connor Fitton.
Yeah, so
I'm like I was like right there, like the door is right there. I was like literally two people away from that. I could see 6-3 made in it. Yeah, that wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, I could definitely see it too. So
the event day two becomes even larger though, right? That's the other problem, man.
No,
so
exactly.
That could create its own issues.
They're gonna make other changes first, right? Before they do that. So
yeah.
That's most of our feedback. There's definitely some more small ones out there. You know, I'll pass you those links and stuff, and we'll get you to do that. But next up, we gotta get to our tier list of all the SIRs of Scarlet and Violet. But before we do, I want to give a quick shout out to FCBC, the best sleeves in the game right now. They shuffle easy. If you're looking to get yourself a box, head to FCBC.com and grab you some awesome sleeve. I got the blood red here. Matt, have you tried out FCBC yet?
Nah, I'm an Ultra Pro and Endgame and Dragon Shield guy. I've wanted to try them out, but I don't know. They don't really have the options to buy them, though, in my area. That's really
My local store, I don't think, sells them.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
We're going to give you a blind sleeve test next time we go. We're gonna put an Ultra Pro next to an FCBC, and we're going to record it and drop the video.
Yeah, sounds good. Because, tomorrow, I think I'm just using my Ultra Pro Lilacs.
Okay, cool.
I'm the type of guy who I fidget with my hand a lot when I'm playing. I do the hand shuffle thing a lot.
I need
the hand shuffle to be very clean and easy to do. That's why I've been using the non-glare black sleeves, because oh my god, they do the hand shuffle thing so freaking clean. I have to be able to do that. Even Dragon Shield doesn't even do it that well anymore. Some Dragon Shields aren't as good when you do the hand thing. I have to be able to do this when I'm playing. So we'll see. Yeah. I'm down.
They shuffle easy, you got a nice little, we're in there.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, well, let's get on to it. We're gonna run through some of the beginning of this phase pretty quickly, because there is 160 SIRs.
So many
SIRs. So for those of you that are listening on our podcasting platforms, thank you very much. Pop over to YouTube if you want to follow along. We've got 5 categories here. We're going to rank these by baller status is what I call it. Meaning if you had this in your deck, you are a baller, right? Mm-hmm. If you had this in your deck, you're like, oh, it's kind of cool. And we'll work our way down to all right, bro, step your game up. That SIR ain't worth nothing, So let's run through this. Let's try to just pick out some pathetics. We'll put Durant in the bottom. We'll put Ice Cube in the bottom.
Yeah, Ice Cube.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's just pick out some of these ones that are all right, they're in the Hydrapple.
I rate Hydrapple. Hydrapple's kind of cool. I don't know if I put Hydrapple there.
All right, we'll put it, and that's all you got. We'll put it. And that's it.
That's fair.
Okay. Let's see what else we got. Anything else stick out to you? This Iono art, is this pathetic? This Iono art?
I personally don't use it, but I put that in the all you got tier.
All you got. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's push this up. All right. So let's see what else. Anything else stick out as pathetic? The Wu Chin.
Yeah, Wu Chin's kind of ugly.
The Wu Chin, or is it in the pathetic column?
Kind of ugly. Yeah, that thing's ugly.
Yeah. All right, let's pick out some of these other ones. Let's see. Umbreon, that goes in pathetic. Yeah, for sure.
100%. Worst card of work ever.
Okay, so Coridon for sure pathetic, right?
Yeah, kind of mid. I agree.
Yeah, kind of mid. Okay. Any other mid ones stick out to you? Any trainers?
I guess as we go along, we can just kind of put more in that tier.
All right, so we got some new cards from Black and White, the Superior.
I would just all you got, I guess. Fine. The other problem is with the black white art, so we haven't got to see them in person yet.
Yeah, we don't know yet, right? It's still Japanese.
The Zekrom one's pretty sick, though.
Yeah, the Zekrom is sick, and so is this one.
Yeah, I would put those in the wannabe tier, probably.
Yeah, those are there. The Metal Widow's working on it.
Yeah, I agree. I'd put that in there, too.
The Metal Widow's kind of cool, and then, this is the, what is this one? You're gonna test me here. I know the name of this one. It's the beaver Pokemon or something. I have to look at the name here. This is gonna bother me.
Excadrill.
Excadrill. Yeah. There it is. I said beaver.
I put that in all you got.
All you got. All right.
Yeah.
That was Alexandre. This Alexandre kind of dope. This goes kind of hard. I'm not gonna lie.
It's okay. Wannabe or working on it is where I'd probably put it.
All right, we'll start it. We'll start here and see if it needs to go somewhere else. Okay. I think Altaria art is also hot. I mean, it wasn't a card that was played in a lot of decks, so maybe we'll put it right here for now.
Yeah. I was gonna put that there too.
What is this one? Is this Dendra?
It's a supporter. I think I would just follow you. Put in all you got.
Yeah, it's not very good. It's kind of
Archaladon.
Arch is right here. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I think the other arch was better, the full art. I like the full art more too.
Yeah, I agree. I like the flare one.
Yo, Ariana?
I put that in baller. Yeah, baller. I like that artwork a lot. That's a sick artwork too.
Yeah. All right, we got 2 Arvins here. Which one's better?
The green one is the better one. I would put that one in wannabe, and then the other one in probably. Yeah, I'd probably put the other one in all you got.
And just because it wasn't a super expensive card. Yeah.
I can see that. Well, the other Arvin is too much going on it.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. But, like, I kind of like this here just because, like, this is, like, my favorite card. But, like,
yeah,
I could see that.
I would put it in Baller. Then I put the other one in All You Got.
Or down here?
Yeah.
All right. I can get behind that.
Yeah,
right,
Iono
so,
Belly Bolt.
Iono's Belly Bolt.
Probably working on it, yeah.
I think if the deck was good, people would love the card. But, like, the deck just ain't good.
It's just not, yeah.
What is this? Is this Milsuri?
Something like that. It's,
hold on. Can you see this while I'm zooming on this?
It might be a bit of Lily Pokemon. I don't know what that is.
Lily's right below it.
No. Looking at it, I would probably just put in All You Got. Yeah, there's a bit of color, which I like, but
I gotta figure out what this card is. It's gonna bother me.
Yeah. It looks like a...
Oh, it's Bianca's Devotion.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, All You Got. There's a bit of color on it, which keeps it a pathetic. It's, like, fine. You know, it's cool.
You're a Blastoise?
Blastoise probably put in Wannabe.
Yeah, it is a Wannabe, man. That's sad.
It's a nice art.
It's a nice art.
This Blood Moon art, I would put this in probably Baller.
This one,
I use this Blood Moon art all the time. The other one I would put in Wannabe.
I would put that Wannabe.
Yeah, it is good.
All right, our only SIR boss has to go in Baller.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe it's not Baller.
I would put in Wannabe for now.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like, okay.
It's not an expensive card by any means.
I think the other gets this boss is a better artwork.
Yeah, but it's a full art, not an SIR.
Yeah, that artwork I think is a little bit better though. Personally, I would rather use that over the boss.
All right, we got the Briar.
Wannabe. I like the colors on it. The lighting and colors is really nice. I would put that in Wannabe.
I don't know if I can. I'm gonna put that high, bro.
I like it. I mean, I've used Briar before. I think the artwork's nice.
I mean, I've used it. I'm just saying, I don't. Mm-hmm.
That's fair. I like the lighting and colors on it personally.
All right.
It's very appealing to the eye.
We're gonna agree to this for you. I'll take LDF. You're the content creator here.
Yeah, Carmine.
Carmine.
I'd put that probably working on it. I guess it's like fine. It's like okay.
It's sick in some Lugia decks. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
This card, the Cassiopeia. I think if it had a deck, it can be in Baller.
Probably, yeah.
If it had a place in a deck, so maybe it has to go to working on it, right? Because
yeah.
But like, if it had a place, that card is sick.
The Sarah Ledge.
Yeah, this is Sarah Ledge.
Working on it, maybe. I think the artwork's okay. It's like okay.
All these prismatic cards, there were just too many of them.
Yeah.
All right, we already know Charizard's in Baller.
Yeah, I'd put the other one in there too.
Wait, is this not this one? Where's the other one? There's three Charizards. This one is the Baller one.
That one's way better for sure.
Yeah, this one's 100% Baller.
Both are decent, but yeah, that one's definitely better.
Well, this one's a wannabe of that card because this is isn't this like basically a promo? It's also
No. That's from Obsidian.
But like it's like the same art. Like it's super close. The promo.
It is kind of similar. I like both of them personally, but yeah, if you want to put in wannabe, that's fine. I would personally put them both in Baller, but
we can't put three Charizards in Baller.
Nah. That's fair. The Chiyu is next. I would put that probably in All You Got. It's cool. It's actually got a decent artwork, but bro, I don't like Chiyu, bro. It's always been used in those stall control decks, bro.
Right,
we're gonna put
it down here because it's pathetic.
Yeah. Whenever I saw that artwork, I just didn't like it.
All right, pathetic it is. Moving on.
Cipao.
Cian Pao.
Probably wannabe.
Cian Pao is a wannabe. Yeah, I was gonna say wannabe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Lilith Clefairy is also a wannabe.
I agree. Yeah, I put that there too.
Yeah. Is this Clermont's Quick Wit? Yeah, I think this is Clermont's
Quick Wit. Probably like all you got.
Yeah, yeah. And then Clive.
Clive would probably be like...
It's pathetic or All You Got? Which one is it?
One of the... Whichever one you want to put it in. I'm down for either.
All right.
Cornerstone.
Cornerstone's working on it.
Yeah, I agree.
Cornerstone's working on it.
It's fine.
Now this Crispin, though. You got that in your deck? That's sick.
Nah. I guess... Nah, I would personally put it in Wannabe.
Why?
But I don't hate it. I kind of like the full art a bit more.
The full art is sick. I have the full art literally on my desk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally on my desk.
I like that a bit more. That's all right. Personally, like, it's more appealing to my eyes. But it's about the
Baller status. It's not about...
Fair enough. And I guess
how much is the Crispin? It's got to be like $50, right?
Probably. Something like that, right?
I'm going to put it at Baller. I'm override you here. Because that card
is sick. Fair enough. Yes.
The Crobat
working on it. Yeah,
dude, I've been cooking a Dragapult Crobat deck.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Crobat's got a lot of potential. I've been trying out different archetypes too with it too.
Iron Crown,
yeah, all you got, yeah.
Dash Bun. I mean, okay, hold on. Let's rate Dash Bun higher.
I was about to say, I don't put Dash Bun higher. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't put that that low.
It's a cute card.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cute card. Is this Dendra?
Dendra, I think, yeah.
I think it's Dendra.
It's like fine.
Chicken Nut.
Yeah.
Looks like Dendra.
I'd maybe put him like working on it.
Where is she? Where are you? Hello? Show your face. Okay, I think it's Dendra. Yeah. Oh, it is. Yep, it is confirmed. Dendra. Working on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dragapult.
Wannabe, I guess. Well, that's like the only Dragapult flower we have. The other one is kind of ugly. The one with the white background.
Everyone else likes the shiny one. Like the shiny looking one.
I don't know. That one's like okay. I'd probably just put Dragapult Wannabe.
Okay.
Drayton, I think.
Drayton, man. Both of them. I like these cards.
They both have potential.
But they both have to go here. That's all you got.
Yeah. Yeah. Eevee is next.
Eevee EX. Oh.
Working on it, probably. I think the other artwork.
Isn't it a wannabe just because it's an Eevee?
Nah, I put in working on it. The other promo artwork is way better.
Okay.
There's the new promo one that came out. That one's way better, in my opinion.
Okay. Yo, the egg, the coin flip for the tournament.
That would, baller, honestly, wouldn't even be that bad. Just because.
I could put that in baller.
Yeah, I like, not only is it baller, literally, but I like the colors on it.
It reminds me of like those like Lapras full arts, like those, you know, rainbow full arts they did this year.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Now, Eerie, that card is a baller card.
Eerie's okay. I could see it in baller. It's like,
I mean, because
okay.
Like it, the artwork is sick, bro. If you, if
and the colors, the colors pop on that.
That's what I'm saying. Like you play that card and you're like, what up, bro?
yep. Yeah, I could see it in there for sure.
Ericus?
Man, it's working. All you got, probably.
You think so?
Yeah.
Artwork's kind of cool.
It's okay. All Espeon. Right. Espeon. I'd probably put that in baller. I like Espeon personally.
I mean, are we just putting all the evolutions in baller?
Honestly, probably.
I mean, right? We just are, right?
Like, they all look really good. It's really hard to debate. Like, yeah,
like I don't think there's any... all right, so let me just put them all up there. So...
Yeah, Flareon. There's Flareon.
I'm going to zoom out a little bit to make this quicker. Jolteon.
Jolteon.
Tearless is getting massive, bro.
Oh, yeah. Wait until we're done. Holy moly.
Have you ever done one this big?
I've done ones that are like 300 plus before.
Bro, for real?
I've ranked all the EXs and Vs and stuff before. And that took a while. Yeah, believe me, that took a while.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome. Okay. We'll catch more evolutions as we go on. I think I got all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a Sylveon.
Sylveon, yeah. Sylveon's maybe the best one. Besides that, I like Espeon a little bit more than Umbreon personally.
I love how I said I got them all and I didn't even move Umbreon yet.
Yep. That's crazy. Honestly, sucks, Umbreon, Umbreon's one of the more mid artworks, in my opinion, even though everyone loses their mind.
Yeah, over. I think the Sylveon is dope.
Yeah, Sylveon and Espeon are my favorites. Glaceon.
Oh boy.
Where is the Glaceon? Glaceon's decent too. Where is... Oh, right there. It's beside Golisopod and Giovanni's Charisma. It's below the Hearthflame at the top there.
Okay.
Yeah, right there. That's
hard to find, bro. All these next to each other.
Mm-hmm, there's so many of them.
All right. Athens, bro.
I put that in Wannabe. I like the artwork. We haven't really had enough time to play with the card yet, but I have done a few videos on Typhlosion. That artwork is decent.
I like Fez. I'm just going to put it in working on it.
You think so?
It's underwhelming.
It's okay. Yeah, I guess I can see it.
It's just like,
but Fez is such a good card, though, but I can see it in working on it.
Like, I have SAR in my binder. It's not in my deck. Like, I don't even want it in my deck.
Fair enough. I do use the full art and the regular art mostly, so I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we got the mask.
I like the prismatic artworks of those cards. I would put them in Wannabe, personally. They're not baller status, but I think all the prismatic artworks are pretty dope. I just like how they're more simplistic and there's more color to them.
Is Prismatic like the best set ever?
It's up there.
It's crazy how good.
Yeah,
it is.
Wellspring and Wannabe. Or not Wannabe. Yeah, Wannabe. And then Teal Mask Wannabe.
Well, there's, I think I pulled a Teal Mask up. So which one was that one? Right? There's not this many masks, right?
No, there's just four.
So this oh I did oh I put two fires. That's what it was.
Yeah. The Hearth Flame I would probably put in like
it's gotta be like
I mean
it's here,
cool.
Bro.
No, I put in working on it. It's cool.
Is
it's got
it
a bit of
though?
color to it. Yeah, it's got a bit of color to it.
Fine. All right. Galvantula EX.
Working on it probably. It's like in the middle. It's like fine.
Yeah, okay. Now the Cynthia's Garchomp, bro.
Baller, probably. Just Cynthia's on the artwork. You can't not put that in baller.
Okay. Yeah. I was gonna say the same thing.
I would put this Garchomp in probably working on it. It's still a cool artwork, but
Isn't
it's not
three Garchomps?
There's two.
I thought there was a third one.
No, there's two. It's just normal Garchomp and Cynthia's Garchomp. I actually did a video
on
the
right
two
here,
together.
Here.
That's Greninja.
Oh, it's Greninja. I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. Greninja, I mean, we can do Greninja, though. It's a pretty good card.
Yeah, this
I
one's baller.
In... Yeah. I put that in baller.
That card's baller.
That Gardevoir?
Which Gardevoir's better? Let's start with that.
Yeah. I think the other one's better.
This one's better,
the
right?
Scarlet Violet one is mid.
Yeah.
This one's
better.
No. That one's worse.
Oh,
I would
this
put
one's
that
better?
In. Yeah, that one looks way cleaner in my opinion.
Dang, bro.
Like that Gardevoir just looks better in sleeve.
Okay, so we're gonna go working on that Wannabe.
Yeah, and then Wannabe for that. Honestly, you could even put that one in baller, but it's up to you.
Nah, I don't like
okay.
it.
Okay, fair enough. Gita,
Gita.
Got.
What is this? Is this the? Oh, this is Genesect. Oh, this is Genesect from.
The new Genesect
Black
X.
And White.
Oh.
I don't know,
I haven't played it with it yet. It's kind of menacing, though. I like it. It's kind of menacing. I'd maybe put that in working on it for now.
Yeah, we can put it with Faz. We can put it with Faz. All right. Goldango lover.
Baller. Both in baller.
Nah,
not even a
both
debate.
Baller.
It's not even a debate. Okay, arguably the Paradox one is better, but I still think they're both baller. This is baller.
So by definition, one of them has to be baller and one of them has to be a wannabe.
Paradox would be baller.
Okay.
Just because you can match the artwork with the Gimme Ghoul. I mean,
but
bro.
Can you though in a deck though? Anymore?
I just like how the Goldango, bro. The Goldango's just chill. Like, that's kind of sick, bro. He's like, what are you going to do about it, bro?
Chilling,
I'm just going to.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to kill your act and nothing you can do about it. The other one's dope. Yeah, okay. Personally, the Goldango stand. They're both in baller, but I can see them when it wants. All
right, Giacomo.
All you got. I don't know. There's too much going on that. The Giovanni, that one's decent. I put that in probably working on it. I like the Giovanni Emaka card.
And
Exile.
Then 151 Giovanni.
Probably working on it.
I don't know, dude. I think that one's not very good.
I like how Persian's on the art, though. And that's kind of
okay,
cool.
That's fair. Persian is there. That's fair.
Delicipod.
Oh, that's good one here.
No. I would at least put in all you got. I like
it.
No. Delicipod's a cool Pokemon. That Galleon Fire is ugly, though.
Okay.
I never like the artwork. It's just there should be more red on the artwork.
There should be more red.
Pokemon.
Yeah, it's
there's
a fire
too much
Pokemon.
Green. Yeah, it's too much green on it.
All right, Grusha.
It's okay. Well, all you got, I guess. I don't have an attachment to it.
Iron Hands. Where's the other one? Let's just do them both at the same time.
The side leaves and crown at the top there.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I think they're both decent. I don't know if anyone would be in baller.
Like, which one would you play if you were gonna pick one to play? Which one would you play?
Probably the prismatic one, just because there's more color. You can't really see the Iron Hands in the other artwork. But I would probably put that in working on it and the other one in wannabe. I don't think they're... I mean, it's such a good card, but I just can't see the hands being in any other.
All right. Ethan's Ho-Ho's going up in baller.
Yeah, I can see that for sure.
We're going to zoom out a little bit. It's getting tough. Got a lot here, man.
Opposition. Working on it. It's like fine. It's like cool. It's like decent.
Hydreigon?
Baller wannabe. I love Hydreigon. It's not my favorite Pokemon, but
I would
put it in
these.
Wannabe. It's okay.
I mean, it kind of compares to everything that's in this category.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's wannabe. It's a cool card.
No,
I
like
that baller.
Baller.
That's the best artwork for Iono.
That's
hands
the best
down.
Artwork, hands down.
Yeah.
The boulder.
Probably all you got.
And then the
I would
crown
probably
has
put...
to go one above.
Yeah, and then I'd put Leaves probably in working on it too. It's like okay. Yeah, I think it's like okay. Treads.
This guy goes down here.
Jacques. Working on it, I guess.
Has to be because of playability, right?
Yeah. I put Janine Secret Art probably in like all you got.
And I'll put the other Janine in like.
Yeah.
Jasmine's Gaze.
Nah, working on it. It's okay.
Is it?
I just don't have an attachment to these cards.
Is it even that high?
Nah, it's so mid. I've never used it before. I just don't have an attachment.
Yeah,
you know? It's
me
like,
either.
yeah.
What is this card? This is gonna be a new card.
It's a supporter. I forget which one it is.
It's not Hilda.
Nope. Not.
Looking for the person's face. There's like some. Oh, Kieran. Oh, this is. Kieran. Oh, this is prismatic Kieran.
Oh, yeah. The other one's probably just better. I would put that in. All you
it's
got
right next to it. Yeah. So I think this one goes here, and this one goes like here.
Working on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something is that Mella?
It's some of the, yeah, maybe it is Mella.
That might be Mella. Those two. Not
no,
sure.
This is Mella right here.
Oh, true. I swear one of those two is no. It's not Mella.
Let me look at the Mellas.
There was one Mella that I. If I built a deck with the Mella and I was looking through the floor.
No,
like,
this
oh,
so
yeah.
This is Lacey. Oh, this is Lacey.
Oh,
these are both Lacey.
Yeah, probably all you got.
Yeah, I mean, I think
they're okay.
I'd probably just go both in pathetic, honestly.
The Mella would probably be all you got. All you got. Lana, that's okay. I put that in working on it.
Yeah, I would agree. Latias, yo, Latias.
Probably baller wannabe. I like the colors on it. I like the color, like the sunset and the red. Pops
I mean, it's
out.
Got a $400 PSA 10, so
mm-hmm.
We can put in baller.
Yep.
Listen,
Lisa's
a pill. Don't hate. Boss's orders.
Yo, maybe.
Boss's orders.
I would maybe working on it, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of good working on it because of that alone.
Yeah.
Arvin.
That's all you got. Meowscarada.
Everyone's
working on
favorite Meowscarada.
I put that in working on it. It's not really an impressive artwork.
Bubble
the
Mew
from 151.
Baller, right?
Yeah, baller. Yeah, right? Hands down baller. Yeah. That's the optimal Mew to use if you're going to ball out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still like the 151 promo.
That one's okay.
I'm not a fan of that one.
I think that one's mid.
Rockets Mewtwo.
Probably wannabe.
I think it is a wannabe, right? There's a lot
baller,
of people that would say
baller
wannabe. Like,
yeah.
It's
wannabe. In the middle.
No, it's a wannabe for sure.
Yeah.
Melodic. Bro, get out of here.
Yeah, mid. Maridon. That's a nice artwork. I would put that in probably wannabe.
The
Maridon.
Full art better, man.
Yeah, it's okay. I think it's a wannabe. Maradon's a pretty good card, right? So it's I don't know.
Remember how good this card was?
But everyone played
while,
that in Guardi before we got Super Rod back.
Miriam was like such a hot card. Wasn't this like one of our first SRRs in base Scarlet Violet?
Yeah, something like that. It was good. Gardevoir did play it for a bit.
We'll
probably
go
all
work
working
on
it.
It.
Yeah,
yeah, we'll go there. Moltres.
Yeah, it's okay. We're working on it.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
It's okay. Morty's Conviction. Working on it.
No. This goes to wannabe.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Because that card is sick, bro. The Gengar is dope. Anything with Gengar in it just gets wannabe
by default.
Okie Dokie. Is that what this one is?
Monkey Dory EX.
Oh, Monkey Dory EX.
Probably all you got.
The fake Monkey Dory.
Yeah.
N?
Ooh, the new N artwork. I mean, honestly, that would probably be in wannabe. For
that
now.
Card's sick, yeah.
It's a nice artwork. And N's always got the best full arts. Like, full art N from Noble Victory is iconic.
Nomona? I didn't even know Nomona existed, to be honest with you.
Like, when I was meh. That's probably a pathetic. Bro, draw three cards, bro. Who cares?
But the artwork's kind of sick, though. All right. That's fair.
That is all right.
Nidoking?
Saw working on it. It's an iconic Pokemon from Gen 1, but it's like, I don't know. It could have done a bit better.
In Zoroark, wannabe
or
baller? Which one is it?
I like the full art and the reg art one. I guess wannabe just because Zoroark's pretty cool. And I mean, that's going to be Zoroark will eventually keep being a really good card. So I don't know. It's like fine.
All right. So for Teal, all the masks, they have to go to working on it by default.
Yeah, I agree. I personally prefer the prismatic arts. Okie Dokie. That's probably the best artwork out of the new one.
The Loyal 3?
Yeah, I think it's better than Petrant, even.
All right,
I'd probably
we'll
put that in
here.
Working on it, yeah.
Our middle category is stacked, bro.
Yeah.
No, Palafin?
Yo,
Palafin's
kind of
a baller. Yeah.
Palafin's a baller. My friend Mario will not agree with that, though. My friend Mario would want that, like, immediately at the top baller.
He hates it?
No, he loves
Palafin. Well, I put it in baller. I like it. It's there.
Yeah, I agree. Top baller's okay.
Parasol Lady?
Meh. All you got.
No, we can put this on here.
All right, fine. Put that in.
That card sucks. Pekka.
The prismatic one's cool. There's more color on it, but the other one's like more like fitting with the type. So like, I think the other one's probably in the same category as Okie Dokie, but I think Okie Dokie is better. The prismatic one, I'd probably put in working on it. There's just I like when the arts have color to them.
All right, so color one better?
Yeah.
All right, and then this one goes here.
Yeah.
Okay, penny.
We Penny's got okay.
A couple pennies. I still I like the old penny better.
Yeah,
same,
I agree.
Same concept, right? The color.
Yeah, I agree. Old penny's probably better.
So I'll put old penny in wannabe because I actually like that card.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll put this one in working on it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yo, Perrin, baller. Baller.
Really?
You don't think so?
I have no attachment to that card.
It's
I have
because,
no idea.
It's because of the Growlithe, right? Mm. Without the Growlithe,
oh, true. Okay,
it wouldn't
yeah.
be it wouldn't be as good. But like, if you zoom in on the lens, you can see the Growlithe in the
yeah.
lens.
I see it. Yeah, you're right.
Like
you're
that
right.
That card is baller.
Okay, fair enough. Pidgeot. I would put that in baller.
Pidgeot and Pikachu both go in baller, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, they're both pretty awesome arts.
If you had a Pikachu in your deck, you were like, ballin'.
You gotta play that, yeah. The Pidgeot's not as expensive, but I just think the art's just... I like it.
All right, we're putting Poppy in Pathetic, because that card was never
mid,
good.
Yeah.
Quackalava, same thing. You're going down here, bro. You're never good. Raging Bolt. We got two Raging Bolts. Which one's better?
I personally like the old one.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
The new one I put in working on, the old one I put in Wannabe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
This is fun. There's the River Room. Bro, I
River
pulled
Room.
So many of this freaking card, dude.
You hate it? All right, put in Pathetic.
Dude, this and the Ice Cube, I pulled so many.
I know. It's so mid. So mid.
What is this?
Something. It's a new artwork for something.
Yeah, it's one of the new guys. What is that one? Where's the walk-in guy, bro? Where are you at? Any clues? No? You got any ideas?
Nope. Nope. Yeah, I don't know what that
is. It's not from the newest set, so it's got to be a Prismatic card or a Paladin Fates card.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, I don't think it's really that good, though, anyways.
Yeah, I mean, so since we don't know what it is, like...
I mean, let's put it Pathetic for now.
If you don't know what it, if you know what this card is, in the comments below, let us know what the heck this card is. But where is it? I have my list over here, and I just can't find it.
I have no idea. Yeah, I don't know.
That's so sad. It's so frustrating. I'm, like, looking at this list, and... Anyways... I'm gonna find it. All right, so we're gonna put this down here since we don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'd put that. Yeah, I'd just put it there.
All right, both moons.
I like the old one better. Probably same thing as Raging Bolt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, where are we putting Sada though?
I'd put Sada and maybe Wannabe. It's a pretty nice card. Though sometimes you get confused if you're playing that with research.
I was gonna say that's my only like problem with it.
I've had that happen before. I'm like, oh, that's a research. Man, that's a Sada's Vitality. Salamence.
Salamence.
Wannabe or working on it?
Yeah, I'm leaning working on it. I'm leaning to working on it.
Yeah.
So let's go to working on it.
I put Sandy Shocks in All You Got. That's the next one up. Both Sandy Shocks. Or what's that? The one beside? I don't even know what that is.
This is Salvatore.
Oh, yeah. All You Got. Probably all three in All You Got. It's like mid. I don't like the Sandy Shocks. It was also not that good of a card. They're like mid. Mid artwork.
Somebody in that card.
Yeah.
The Poltergeist?
It's okay.
No, it's down here. It ain't good.
Yeah. Skeledirge.
Oh, bro. That shit's not good.
Yeah, mid. Squawkabilly, I'd put in baller.
I don't know if it's a baller status.
It's a pretty good card. I don't want to be
a
baller.
Card,
it's
like, but, like, it's not on level with these cards, bro.
That's fair.
Yeah, you got to hold yourself accountable when you look at what the hell is this card?
Saguaro.
What does he do?
He, like, heals 60 from both your Pokemon or something.
Isn't that bad?
Max, it's like worst picnic basket.
For not knowing like what card does in standard. All right. Working on it? All you got?
Yeah, all you got.
All you got. All right. Tempo Koku, Murrow's oldest friend.
Probably working on it. It's a cool artwork. The Tribalist is mid, bro. I can't tell what's going on the card. I put them both in working on it. Both Tropicos are working on it.
Both Tropicos?
Dude, they're ugly. Bro, you can't tell what's going on the card.
Hey, bro.
Yeah, I gotta be like...
King Poo?
Yeah, sure. Tinkaton would probably be in there,
yo,
too.
Tinkaton's
awesome. Yeah, yeah, fair enough. All right, fine.
Tulip?
Tulip's okay. Probably work. All you got.
Yo, this tier list is crazy full. Turo.
Yeah, next to it. Turo.
Wannabe?
I was gonna say Wannabe. Turo's okay.
Yeah.
Iron Valiant.
Got two Valiants.
Old Valiant is better, but I do the same thing with Bolt and Moon. Same thing, just the new one in the working on it, and then the other one I want to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bro, this is crazy how many there is here.
I know. So many.
Never done
I would
spinning.
Venusaur probably in all you got.
I mean, isn't
it's
it?
Okay,
does
it's
have
iconic,
to go,
but it's so mid.
but because of that, it has to go to Wannabe, right? Like, it
I
wants to
guess.
be a Evolder, but it's not.
I guess. I don't know. It's like, okay, it's mid. But I guess you can put it in there if you want.
Volcanion? Is Volcanion baller or not?
Baller? Maybe Wannabe. It's cool.
You don't like it that much. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
A Walking Wake?
Up to you. Pathetic
That's
or
all you
Wannabe?
got. Yeah.
Yeah. Or all you got, yeah.
Okay, the Sawblock, they all go here.
Mm-hmm. I like Yamega, I would put in Wannabe. I'm a huge fan of the Yamega art, by the way. I like Yamega.
Bro, you just like grass decks.
Yeah. Yamega's awesome, bro. I don't know how you can hate it.
All right, I'm putting these last two in Baller, and you have no control over it.
Okay. Let's see.
Because I have the mouse pad, and Zapdos is... That card
Zapdos
is sick.
Zapdos is 8.
And then this is the new Zekrom. So we've got no other card like it, so it has to be a Baller card.
That's fair.
Yeah, look at this! You can't even see
Not
it that
bad.
Well.
Yeah. There you go. I rate it. I like it.
All right. Let's let's just put a title here, download this, whatever. Okay. All right, so let's take a review. In Baller, some of the highlights. We got a lot of prismatic cards here.
All the evolutions.
All the evolutions made it. The Perrin made it.
Mm-hmm.
I had to talk him into it with the Perrin, and the Perrin and the Crispin made it.
My
the Rocket Sariana made it. A Wannabe category, we got a new Zekroms and all the cool stuff here. Some prismatic cards in here.
Yep,
you know,
yep.
Can be a
There's
little
some
bit.
Highlights. There's
just
some highlights.
A new N. Working on it category here. You know, a little tough. There's some cards in here that, like, have I played any of these in my decks? I don't think I have.
I've played them for content, but I can understand why some of them would be in there, though.
Yeah, I don't think I've played any of these in my decks, bro. Mm-hmm. Same, from that, like, that category down, that's kind of, like, where, like, I've stopped playing all these cards in my deck, except for Erica's.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I got the Galisapon here, got the two Durants, two Sandy Shock, excuse me. And then down here, at the bottom of the bottom, we've got Durant, Ice Q, Wu Chin. This is, like, all, like, the original Scarlet and Violets. Look at how much it got better as time went on.
I agree. That's why Scarlet and Violet's not a sought-after set. Like, there's a Gardevoir in there, and that's it.
Yeah.
I think it's mid. Yeah, very mid set.
That was our tier list for the SIRs of Scarlet and Violet as it comes to a close here with Scarlet and Violet, and this podcast comes to a close. Matthew, thanks for coming on again. Before you go, where can people find you? What's your season looking like? You going to be trying for Worlds this year?
Yeah, I'm going to attempt again. I'm kind of annoyed I threw away like a decent chance to get an invite. I won like 4 cups so quickly and stuff. I just flopped at a lot of the ICs, which kind of killed me. But yeah, I'm going to try again for my invite. I'm excited to go again. Hopefully we can get the invite this time. And I'll just try to be at most of the regionals, right? Probably be in Las Vegas. I'm going to attend. I think I'm going to go back to LAIC and EUIC again. So I'll probably be at the ICs again. So I'm excited for all that. I'll try to be on most of the tournaments.
Awesome, man. Any shout outs or sponsors you got before we head out?
Yeah, I guess shout out to TBCI for the ambassador program as always. You know, we got a decent chance to talk about that. More new feedback I can share to the developers, obviously, of Live, and talk to TBCI about any rule changes and then Pokemon, the actual TCG tournaments themselves. But yeah, I guess shout out to the channels, the main and the second channel.
Yeah. LDF, thanks so much for coming on. I know you love being on here 5 times now.
Five
we appreciate
times.
You so much.
Appreciate
Hope you
all
have
inviting
a great
me again.
Time, and
thank you.
We'll see you guys next week on the Beach Choir Podcast. Until then, see you.
Peace.